What is happening, all you dudes and dudettes? This is Dudes Talking Freedom, back at you once again. This is Luke.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we want to thank you for joining us on the Dudes Talking Freedom podcast. We're brought to you by Warriors for Freedom, a nonprofit that creates pathways to engage service members to help veterans and their families prevent suicide, foster camaraderie, and help them live their best lives. Check them out at warriorsforfreedom.org. All right, folks, we're back with another Freedom Freestyle, where we talk of freedom and whatever the hell else we want to talk about. So let's get into it, shall we?
Let's get back into another Freedom Freestyle.
Ficky, ficky. Mix it up, man.
Yeah, I mean, tons is going on lately with politics and the geopolitical stage. War is seemingly imminent. But more importantly, it looks like Donald Trump's going to be the nominee. I mean, like, who could have imagined that?
Did you ever?
Who could have predicted that? Yeah, I mean, it's obviously. I don't know why anyone was thinking anything other than Donald Trump, but
just a lot of theater. That's all that is.
It's still theater. I mean, Vivek out. And all of a sudden on Trump's campaign, DeSantis out endorsing Trump. Mm-hmm. And everyone thought, like, there was like tons of rumors going around, like, oh, DeSantis and Haley are going to jump on the ticket together and then they're going to defeat Trump. It's like, get the fuck out of here. That's not going to happen. Like, yeah. It's not going to happen. Nikki Haley is fake. She's basically bought and paid for by the elites.
I want to say, like,
she might as well be a Democrat.
The majority of her voters are Democrats.
80%, dude. Well, so the CNN did a poll, yeah. An exit poll. And 80% of the people that voted for Nikki Haley were registered Democrats that showed up to vote. And people were saying, oh.
Or independents.
Right? Or independents. But most of them, like, they were interviewing people and they were like, oh, well, I'm voting for Joe Biden in the general, but I'm here to vote for Nikki Haley because, like, we just can't have Trump on the ticket.
Yeah,
because
they saw Tom Hanks.
So this is the new way you're going to cheat.
Yeah, this is it.
You're going to try to cheat at the primary so that at the general you don't get stomped. Like,
well, that's what they've always done, right? They've always done this.
I don't think it's been this bad.
That's kind of illegal. That's kind of a loophole, actually. They could always done that.
I don't think it's ever been this bad, though.
No, probably not. No, because, you know, I mean, Donald Trump's a polarizing figure.
Yeah. He's really still got the most votes in New Hampshire primary history.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's the first president since 1976 to win both Iowa and New Hampshire. And also, or first, I should say, candidate, not president, although he is president, but he's the first, you know, candidate for president, yeah, to win both Iowa and New Hampshire since 1976. And he smoked Haley by double digits in New Hampshire, which is, like, I mean, if you're within a single digit, like, then okay. But I think her biggest donor just backed out too today, or paused funding is what I saw.
I mean,
one of her biggest donors.
Truthfully, all the people that were running against Donald Trump, we're only doing him a favor. You know what I mean? It's just something to talk about. It's like an adversary, you know? I mean, like, there can be, it's the yin and yang. They needed the yang because he's all yin.
Yeah. And they're just going to keep, I don't see Haley dropping out anytime soon. She's probably going to continue to primary him. But her biggest donor backed out. So who knows? You know, I mean, how tone deaf do you have to be to go on the road, right? Get smoked in Iowa. Like, she came in third behind DeSantis. And then DeSantis backs out, right? Both of her other competition, so Vivek and DeSantis, both back out before New Hampshire and endorse Trump. And then Vivek goes on the stump for Trump. Mm-hmm. And is, like, you know, at his rallies and, like, you know, saying his piece and all that. And then Senator Tim Scott, who is from South Carolina, which is where Nikki Haley was governor and also is from.
Right.
And he endorsed Trump. He was in New Hampshire, yeah, stumping for him. And Trump has 158 endorsements from the state of South Carolina. How tone deaf does Nikki Haley have to be to think she has a shot, like a snowball's chance in hell, to actually win the primary? And like, at what point do you just say, forget it? And I know the answer, because they're not going to let her. They're going to force her to primary him because they want to smear him however they can and drag him out into this, like, because if she's in it, then he's going to continue to do the whole bird brain Nikki Haley, and he's going to continue to like talk shit about her.
Yeah.
And then people are, you know, going to
male chauvinist pick her.
Right. It might put people off. So that's their plan, is to like, oh, let's make Orange Man look bad, you know, once again. Mm-hmm. By the way, that narrative's coming back up in the liberal media. Orange Man bad. It's happening. Like, I mean, I heard it already on, like, I think it was MSNBC or some shit like that. But yeah, like, they're going to have Nikki Haley continue to primary him so that he can make himself look bad, if he even can. But I've also noticed that his rhetoric has toned down.
Yeah, it has.
He's definitely been a little bit more cautious with his words, although he's still Truth Social. He blasts people. Right.
Well, they're not going to pick up Truth Social.
No.
And they want to, he wants them. He's honeypotting them, really. Mm-hmm. You know?
He is.
Because if they can,
he's a master at it.
If they can quote him on Truth Social, then they have to basically give Truth Social airtime, because
right,
they have to give it credit.
Right.
Right. And the thing is about Nikki Haley is that even if you don't, if everybody else pulls out and you can sit there, and even if you're not the second most popular candidate, you can be perceived as the second most popular candidate by being the last, you know, man standing, woman standing, whatever, besides Trump. Like, you're the second to the last person standing. So, I mean, it really just helps out her, like, national notoriety, I think, to a certain extent. I mean, I don't think anybody thought she was going to, you know, take down Trump. But it does. It's good for the brand. It's good for the Nikki Haley brand.
Yeah.
And it's another excuse to, you know, go after Trump, and her handlers just want to see something like that happen.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, her handlers. She definitely has handlers.
Yeah.
Isn't her husband like, isn't he like, doesn't he run like a defense contracting company, like a big one that I'm sure they're making a shit ton of money on? This is like I'm surprised it's not another pay to play, because she was, you know, gallivanting around as the ambassador of the United Nations, right? And like all over the world, mm-hmm, and, you know, making all of these. And Trump's big thing is like, she did nothing when she was in that role. And like, whenever the big guns came at her, she called me and I had to come in and meet with these people and basically do what I do. Which, you know, is kind of what he did the whole time he was president, which is why we had our country so great for 4 years.
Yep.
And then, like, you know, the leftists decided to fuck it all up, but
that's what they like to do.
They do.
So, yeah, Haley worked at Exotica International, an upscale men's and women's clothing store owned by his mother-in-law. He's in the South Carolina Army National Guard. We're given shares in a business profiting from the newly approved Catawba Two Kings Casino. So he's making money off that. Yeah.
I thought I read he was in defense, maybe. Or is she divorced? Or did she cheat on her husband?
No, they're still together. Been together since 96. Listen, in January 2012, Haley was deployed on a year-long tour of duty in Afghanistan as a captain in the South Carolina Army National Guard. The unit served in Helmand Province as an agribusiness development team, helping Afghan farmers improve farming techniques and develop cash crops to replace opium poppies.
Huh.
Yeah, right. They want more opium poppies.
Here, this is it. Nikki Haley's husband tied to a shadowy defense firm. This is the article.
So, oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. What? I just gotta subscribe.
Paywall.
I hate these sort of stupid paywalls. Anyway,
that's the life we live. You know, I mean, it's like It's like that game Gauntlet. You know, you gotta go find a key to get into anything. You gotta go find. I'm hungry. Need food.
Seriously. He reported a stake in Allied Defense LLC, which is a South Carolina defense firm.
Okay.
So anyway,
that's just par for the course, right? Like I saw that, sure. Nancy Pelosi, like 5 or 6 weeks ago, reported that she bought all these option contracts in NVIDIA. And since then, NVIDIA's stock, the underlying stock, is up 26%, right? And the top names, period, all the seven biggest names out there in tech are just on an absolute tear here this first month of 2024. But today, January 24th, the United States government announced that NVIDIA won an artificial intelligence contract.
Would you look at that?
And the stock screams higher and the Pelosi's make even more money, right?
It is disgusting what these congressmen get away with.
She's really perfected it, right? Like she's perfected
She wrote the book on it. Yeah. And everyone in Congress who gets into Congress that is there to make money, which is about 80% of them, like they don't give a shit about us at all. No. They're there to make money and they are bought and paid for when they get into Congress. They're approached, hey, here's how the system's run. Here's what you're going to do. Here's what you're going to do for us. We're going to make sure that you're on the team. And if you think this is all bullshit, all you have to do is go listen to the latest tape that came out from Carrie Lake.
Right. I was going
to
ask you about that.
About that guy, Hewitt, or DeWitt or whatever, Jeff DeWitt or Jeff Hewitt,
I
Jeff
think it's DeWitt, DeWitt.
The Republican chair, Republican Party, the GOP chair for the state of Arizona.
Right. Yeah.
Approached her with a bribe basically. And he was being recorded. And, you know, they were talking about cartels and, you know, this and that and the other. And he was basically...
Republican Party Chair Jeff DeWitt.
Yeah. And so he resigned today after that leaked audio came out. And she confirmed the leaked audio. And she basically stood her ground and was like, no, screw you. I'm MAGA. And I'm not going to, you know, I'm here to fix the country. And like, what? You're going to try to pay me off and then like you're going to try to pay other people off. And this is all just a big ploy to get Donald Trump, like, you know, subvert his reelection. And she's like, I'm not having it. And, you know, good for her for standing up to all that.
She seems to be clearly a part of that 20% that is not bought and paid for.
I mean, right? So far, I mean, you never know. You know, you can only judge a book by its cover and the materials inside, and therefore the person, it's the actions and like kind of how they present themselves and all that. But I don't know, I guess the jury's still out on her whether or not she would, like, once she gets into, if she does get into the Senate, whether or not she would do anything. But like, they wanted to make sure she's going to play on the team, basically. You're gonna be a team player. And that's like what I don't understand. Like, if it's a known thing, why don't more people pay attention to this and just like vote these fuckers out? Like, hey, Nancy Pelosi should not be in Congress anymore.
No.
Like, with the actions she takes, and like her district is a freaking mess.
Total mess.
It's disgusting.
How do they continue to vote for her?
I mean, how do people actually, I mean, I know how. I've seen board meetings, videotaped board meetings in San Francisco. And these people are chanting, about free, you know, Palestine and Gaza and all this other stuff. And it's like these people don't even understand the geopolitical stage.
No, they're just parrots.
They are just parrots.
They're literally parrots.
That's it. And
they're hanging out on pirate shoulders.
Right. They are, and they basically just, you know, will say whatever the latest, you know, hey, wear this flag. You know, oh, it's Ukraine. Oh, this week it's Palestine. Oh, next week it's, you know, Israel. And it's like, wait, what? Like, yeah. Palestine, then Israel, and then what? Yeah, it's, dude.
It's confusing.
But this is why Nancy Pelosi keeps getting votes, because these people don't understand. They don't care. They don't pay attention, and they just will do what they're told.
Keep their heads spinning.
Shut up and do what you're told.
Do your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah, it is.
Really sad.
It's crazy. I don't know what... you know, it's just a bunch of lemmings out there is the problem.
Especially when you look at the state of the country, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why Nancy Pelosi isn't gone. If there's, if it's like a politician, if there's a politician out there like doing scummy stuff, but still bringing tons of good economic prosperity and safety to your constituents, like, you know, I mean, fine, I get that. But like, Nancy Pelosi's not doing anything good for her constituents.
No.
She's destroying their lives.
Like, how blind do they have to be?
Don't know. I don't get it.
Not see it.
Like, is it Stockholm syndrome? Is it like, what? Are they so immersed in their technology that they just don't know?
I think the level of brainwashing in some of these like hyper liberal cities has gone so far beyond recourse. I just don't think that they just never had a chance. You know what I mean? I think they're that brainwashed.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the way it needs to be. Otherwise it'll be worse. Like how could it be worse?
Yeah. They just know they're Democrat and they're voting for whatever the rest of their crony Democrat friends are voting for.
We're a blue city. You're going to live here. You vote blue.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is.
It is. I mean, it's like I know a lot of conservatives up there in Northern California, actually, and none of them really feel all that comfortable about speaking out or have it. I mean, there's more and more popping up each day, right? But like,
there need to be a ton.
For the most part, like, everybody knows you just kind of keep your head down and be quiet about it, or you're going to get, you know, ostracized by the community.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, it's like, I mean, we saw it here, right? And like you say something of conservative ilk, and then a whole bunch of people jump on you like, you don't know what you're talking about, blah, blah, blah. And they shame you. They shame you on social media. They shame you in public. They shame you in meetings. They're just like, hey, listen.
They stone you when you're trying to go to school. What is that? I don't know. Bob Dylan, is that his song?
Yeah, I think
it's Estonia. It's the same. It's the shaming and stoning. It's all the same, right?
They shame the shit out of people, and they make it, they make you feel that so that you won't do it again. Because like, how dare you speak up against the lords of San Francisco?
Come on, just dip a little Zen. Come on. It's okay. Just have a little Zen.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that?
Was it Schumer?
Yeah. He's trying to ban Zen, which is like that pouch of
nicotine pouch, right?
Yeah, it's got nicotine in it, but it doesn't have tobacco in it, right?
Yeah,
so it's a way to get your nicotine fix without the harmful carcinogens of tobacco. Well, Chuck Schumer wants to end all that, but I don't know. I think that
he's
Zen,
another one.
I think Zen. I think there's harms in vaping, right? Like, there's harms in a lot of things.
Sure,
you know, and I think fine.
Nicotine's actually can be healthy for you if used in moderation, because it helps with alertness and it helps with reduction of brain fog, and it can actually help you perform better when you have a demanding task to do.
I thought you were going to say a whole lot of tobacco in your lip, because I can speak from experience.
Yeah, me too.
That worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it absolutely works. You know, I mean, that's why they always show the prototypical like ballerina or whatever, because they have to have, and like anything that takes like a meticulous focus, you know, on something super tedious like ballet, you know, I mean, they all smoke, all those girls smoke, so they can remember every specific detail of the routine so they can stay in unison with the rest of their smoker friends.
Yep.
There's not a lot of smokers left out there, honestly.
No, there aren't. I was actually just, I'm reading this book by Dr. Joseph Mercola.
Oh, right.
Called EMF'd.
Oh, yeah.
And he talks about how cell phones have become basically the new cigarettes, in terms of like how the industry kept all of the information about the detrimental effects and the cancer causing effects of the radiation from cell phones.
Yeah.
You know, if you hold them up to your head and talk, compared to cigarettes, and how the industry kept all the information about how it caused lung cancer and could, you know, lead to, you know, death. And so he like draws the correlation there. But he actually says that it's worse with the cell phones. Because I want to say it was because the amount of money in the cellular and the wireless industry is so much more than the cigarettes because everybody has one.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has one.
And yeah, they're stronger lobbyists, basically, correct, is what he's saying.
And they're
right?
Even able to target even younger people than they were with cigarettes. Cigarettes, it was like, hey, teenagers, and like, you know, that, like
they just had Joe Camel back then,
right? Like, right, or the Marlboro Man, right, and like James Dean and all that stuff. And but they, you know, most kids 8 years old,
yeah,
have iPads.
Or, yeah, my 4-year-old has an iPad.
Right.
I mean, she rarely uses it.
Right, but that's what I mean.
She's
right?
Got one.
Yeah. Yeah, my kids had them when they were young, and it was like, shame on us for like sticking in their hands, like when it's like, you know, I'm trying to like wash dishes or clean the kitchen up after making dinner, or like, you know, yeah, trying to clean the house, doing whatever.
I got her on PBS Kids, you know.
Yeah.
Twice.
Super Y and all that, like, you know.
Whatever. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Sid the Science Kid.
Wildcrats. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That was good stuff. But yeah, I agree 100%. And so, yeah, this Mercola book is pretty eye opening because he talks about that. And I was like, oh man.
Great point.
Yeah, and like I never thought about it that way. And you know, there's a lot of information out there. There's a whole like website that you can go to that talks about, it has like a collection of all of these different like third party testing and reporting and all this other stuff that's been done on cell phones and you know, other electromagnetic frequency emitting devices. Mm-hmm. Antennas and the whole 5G and, you know, LTE to 4G to 5G and all that, and like how 5G has become is way worse than all this other stuff.
Right. Stronger EMFs. Yeah. There's even a theory out there that was floated that like all these rings of EMFs that the population of Earth has been subjected to over the last 100 years have increasingly got, you know, louder and louder, louder and louder and louder. And they're all tied to these major outbreaks. Like they're trying to explain COVID in that manner and then how it was correlated to the 5G rollout.
Yeah. Remember? Well, yeah, totally. I mean, well, we're all like, our bodies are all aligned to frequency.
Right.
And your body's frequency, your body vibrates at a certain frequency. And these electromagnetic frequencies like lower your frequency so that your body isn't humming. I'm just going to use that term, humming, air quotes,
right,
at the right frequency. And so all of these things interact and affect your ability to operate, you know, your body to operate at its optimal frequency. And it causes like significant health issues in everybody, basically. And it and affects everybody differently. And that's the other thing. It's like some people get cancer, some people get, you know, all kinds of different, you know, whatever issues. Sometimes
yeah,
it's heart issues.
And some people don't get anything at all.
Right. And some right. people, they don't get anything at all, or their symptoms aren't so severe that they're going to die from something. Like maybe they're not going to get cancer, or they're not going to get a tumor, but they could just be going through life with significant like memory issues, or,
yeah,
you know, problems with like their teeth, or, you know, whatever, like they might have like silver or mercury, like fillings,
or they're
like
weak
talking on the phone. And all of a sudden, like, you know, they have like mouth issues and you just think, oh, this is a dental problem. And like, maybe it's not, maybe it's the radiation coming from your phone and connecting to the metals that are in your mouth and it's fucking up your mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So like all of those things, and like people don't think through that and they're like, oh yeah, you know, cell phones aren't going to hurt me, but maybe they are. And you just are thinking it's something different, you know?
Well, we're obsessed with treating symptoms, right?
Right.
I mean, nobody totally. Wants to go and find out what the underlying problem is. And the truth is because they know what the underlying problem is in a lot of circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
It's that Big Mac that they're addicted to, or the soda that they're addicted to, or the ice cream they can't stop eating, or whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the drugs they're addicted to. Who knows what it is?
Or the
right?
phone it's, they can't put down.
Yeah. I mean, that's a drug too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it totally is. All that stuff, you know? So they just don't want to admit it, and they just carry on and say, yeah, well, just give me those statins and everything will be fine.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of insulin injections, whatever I need, yeah. You know, let me yeah. get just some earbuds or some wireless headsets or
yeah.
just cut that tumor out inside my face, whatever.
I know, right. I know it's pretty, you know, you look at the state of the world and it's the, but there are solutions to these problems. And that's what, like, I think, I don't think enough people are looking for solutions. I think they're all just like, woe is me, black pill, freaking sky's falling. Nothing's going to happen. We're fucked.
Yeah.
The world's going to shit.
Well, people, you know, people's ability to evolve and live is related to their ability to go with the punches, go with what's changing, you know, and be able to be adaptable.
Mm-hmm.
And people go through these really lethargic, slow stages of, you know, the 12-step progress, you know, the 12-step program of admitting you have a problem, you know, and that can take a really long time for some people. And other people, you know, they pick up on it relatively quickly. So, I don't know. Maybe this is just like a societal shift of everybody kind of like grasping what truth is, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to think so. I mean, I think, I you know, I think that there was, you know, we talked about this like great awakening that took place in like 2020 when the COVID hit and everyone was like, what is this? And it's like, this is weird. And it's like, you have to take these vaccines or else you can't go to work. And you're like, wait, what? Like, why all of a sudden you're going to die if you don't take the vaccine? And you're like, wait, what? Like, this doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
But like other people are like, okay, no problem. I'll take it, you know? And then look at where a lot of these people are now, right? Now, like a lot of those people a year later were like, well, I took the vaccine and I still got fucking COVID like 3 times. And like, now I like get it every year and I don't get it, you know? And they're like, well, you got to take more jabs so you don't get the vaccine, you know, you don't get sick. And they're like, nah, well, that didn't work the first time. I'm not going to take it again. It's like the flu shot. It's like people are like, I haven't taken the flu shot. Like I've taken it once in my life and I'm like, I'm never taking that fucking thing. Like I don't need it. I haven't gotten the flu since I was 16 years old.
Right.
You know, I mean, I got it in 2020 and they called it COVID. So I'm like, I don't think like getting this shot is helping me, right? I take care of myself. I stay healthy. I eat good quality foods, you know, and that's my immune defense mechanism. But a lot of people were waking up and saying, oh, something's going on in the world. It's weird. It's like, you know, the world seems very corrupt right now. And like, and then all of a sudden the election came and you're like, wait, the election was stolen. And like, why? Yeah, these like mail-in ballots. And like all of a sudden Trump, like I went to bed and Trump was going to be the president. And then I woke up and Biden was the president. And like, how did that happen? Like, and you're like, you know, all these people were so wide awake and like exploring the level of truth that was out there that had been the curtain had been pulled over it and it was no longer available to you. And then all of a sudden all these like online digital soldiers go out and start like pulling all this information and they start blasting it all over social media and then they get basically censored.
Yeah.
And then it's like the next step and you're like, well, wait a minute. Like now all these people are being shut down on social media or they're being kicked off of Twitter or they're being kicked off of Facebook. Or they're being, you know, completely blocked and censored. YouTube, all these other things, they're getting completely shut down. And you're like, well, like people are like, okay with that, you know? And it's like, yeah, like, oh, it's no big deal. Like, I don't see why there's a problem with that if they're spinning conspiracies. And it's like, well, who said they're a conspiracy? You know, like Facebook and Twitter said it was a conspiracy. Like, how is that, you know? And so here we are now, 2 more years down the road, new election cycle, right? And the people who woke up in 2020, 2021 to all the bullshit are like, they can smell it coming a mile away. They're like, oh, something's going to happen. Like, they definitely don't want Trump to win the primary. So who knows what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're already like the World Economic Forum's talking about disease X last week. And then like something's going to come and we need to be ready for it. We are ready for it, but everyone needs to be ready for it. And, you know, we're going to need to do vaccine passports. And they're like, they're beating the drum on that shit already because they know they're going to have to do something.
Well, they've seen all the data come out and all the evidence come out like this girl, Maddie DeGaray. She's like this 12-year-old girl whose parents were totally pro-vaccine, came out and got extreme, the daughter Maddie got extreme reactions and nearly died after volunteering for the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine trial, which Pfizer said there were no instances in any of that trial that just showed any adverse effects to the vaccine, which isn't really a vaccine anyway. But yeah, so they basically washed that under the bridge. I mean, it's all over Fox News. It's from 2021. Fox News picked up this story. And, you know, I mean, like, that's just what they do, is they discredit you. They say it didn't happen. They just lie about it. No, it didn't happen. Didn't happen. And they just carry on. They just lie about it.
Yeah.
That's what they'll do to you if you happen to be
ignore it.
Collateral damage to their grandmaster plan. Yep. You know, don't look at the guy behind the curtain. You know,
yeah.
We have another story to tell you about disease X, you know, and we've already lined up all the actors. Just like they had for COVID event 201, right? Where they played out the scenario of COVID happening with John Hopkins University. They're doing this same type of deal, these exercises, just like the military does exercises, right? They do exercises for these outbreaks, and they're doing it again for disease X. And there's already legislation going through the federal government about disease X, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It's whatever takes your mind off what's about to happen next, you know. And they're just taking a hammer to your big toe because your hand hurts, and now, oh, does your hand still hurt? Because your big toe has gotta hurt because we just whacked the shit out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And what's gonna happen next? There's gonna be a Mexican standoff, pun intended, at the border in Eagle Pass, Texas, because the great state of Texas, where we live, has decided to put up razor wire along the border and prevent illegal.
Was it just a little razor wire?
It was a shitload.
It was more razor wire.
It was a shit ton of razor wire. And then, of course, that, you know, Biden brought it to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court, in a complete and utter disgusting move, voted 5-4 in favor. And Amy Coney Barrett, who Trump put in the seat, which I'm so appalled at this vote that she sided with her and Roberts with the liberals, and it went 5-4 in favor of allowing the border, the federal border patrol to go in and cut the razor wire, therefore allowing illegal immigration to continue into the country unfettered. And Governor Abbott said, F you, we're going to put up more razor wire.
Well, yeah.
And we're not going to let the border patrol agents in, and sorry. And so then that, you know, Texas National Guard is out there putting up more razor wire, putting up more deterrent. And it's working because illegal immigrants are no longer able to pass through. And so that's, you know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And I don't know how anyone can think it's not a good thing, because they were pouring into the country.
Yeah.
And no one knew.
And they still are, but.
Right.
You know, Texas is trying to slow them down.
Right. We're the only, you know, the only state trying to slow them down. Although I heard there's a trucker convoy that's about to.
God bless the truckers.
Yeah, there's a trucker convoy that's about to roll through. Let me see if I can find this.
So Governor Greg Abbott wrote a letter back to basically to the public, right? And in the end, he basically says why he's going to continue to put more razor wire up. He says, the failure of the Biden administration to fulfill the duties imposed by Article 4, Paragraph 4 has triggered Article 1, Paragraph 10, Clause 3, which reserves to this state, Texas, the right of self-defense. For these reasons, I've already declared an invasion under Article 1, Paragraph 10, Clause 3, to invoke Texas's constitutional authority to defend and protect itself.
Yeah.
That authority is the supreme law of the land and supersedes any federal statutes to the contrary. Texas National Guard, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and other Texas personnel are acting on that authority, as well as state law, to secure the Texas border. So, I mean, are we setting ourselves up for like Alamo part two here or what?
Well, Rep. Clay Higgins, who I love, he sent out a tweet or an X. What do you call it? Do you call it an X? Do you
call it a tweet. I call it, right, so I've called it re-X'd before.
They call them, I think, posts though, X'd. Which is so blah, right? But anyway, so he tweeted,
it's something to talk about.
He's like, my thoughts are the feds are staging a civil war and Texas should stand their ground. And that's pretty much what's happening. But here's the information on this trucker convoy. So there's going to be a, quote, take our border back multi-day trucker convoy from January 29th through February 3rd. And the routes will end at Eagle Pass, Texas, Yuma, Arizona, and San Ysidro, California.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge. And then you have Joaquin Castro saying, basically, if Abbott is defying yesterday's Supreme Court ruling, POTUS needs to establish sole federal control of the Texas National Guard now, as well as Greg Kassar, who agrees they need to come in and take over the Texas National Guard.
Yeah. Well,
like,
good
are you
old,
kidding me?
I know. Good old.
Read the Constitution.
Totally. These people, they just don't understand the rule of the law. And just because the Supreme Court said it's okay for them and that Texas needs to stand down, like, they did it on the merits of that particular request.
Right.
Ron DeSantis announced that Florida will assist Texas in its standoff against the U.S. government over the border. And good old Governor Kevin Stitt from Oklahoma said that Oklahoma stands with Texas. So we are loving the support down here in Texas.
Love it. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the feds are almost, Biden's in a really tough spot here because you have two choices. One is you can be a pussy and you can stand down. Like, we know he's a pussy, but whether or not he's going to stand down, who knows? But if he does, if he says, hey, forget it, right? And he doesn't force the issue, then he kind of looks like he's weak, you know?
Mm-hmm.
However, if he sends them in, if he sends the feds in and he says, go take this shit over by force if you have to, now you're a president who is forcing the border open to allow illegal immigration to continue.
Yeah.
By force.
It's just another step of devolution. Self-devolution.
Yeah. I mean, you're basically ruining the country on purpose. He's doing that already, but he's doing it casually and he's doing it in a way where it's kind of like hands off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you send troops in and say, hey, go take the border over, cut up all the razor wire, open up the border, let these people in. That's an act, in my opinion, that's an act of treason.
I mean, we're basically begging them to punch us. You know, hit me first.
Yeah.
Hit me.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Yeah.
You know, like calling them names, right. You know, and whatever we have to do in order to get them to hit us.
Yeah. He says he's stuck between a rock and a hard place on this one. It'll be really interesting to see what he does in the next 24, 48 hours or week or so.
I mean, clearly the full force of the United States military would just obliterate the Texas National Guard.
Yeah. But you can't do that, dude.
But like, they're not going to do that. They're going to sit there and they're going to be like, I mean, like a good portion of the United States military has got to be like, no way.
Yeah.
I'm not shooting them over that. No way. I think that it would be a real interesting moment.
Well, you saw there 248 armed services members signed a, So I forget what it was. It was like a lawsuit? Kind of. I don't know the military terminology, but basically what they're saying is you knew that the jabs were going to kill people and you forced us to take them anyway, which is against, you know, whatever rules and regulations there are.
Right.
But basically you were experimenting on us soldiers. And so they're now suing the military, basically, or I guess the United States, but I think 248 armed service members joined that. It's like a class action suit of some sort.
Yeah, you know, and we saw a whole bunch of groups of nurses do that.
They're standing up to the corruption and the bullshit, which is great to see. I hope more people wake up and be like, yeah, we got to join this fight because. And that's to your point. Like, if they do attack the border, or if Biden forces them to go and like attack the National Guard, or to like fight the National Guard to open up the border, I would hope that they would be like, "No, I'm not doing that. Throw me in the freaking, you know, whatever."
Yeah, you think COVID woke up a bunch of people? I mean, we just wait until they do that. If they do that, that will really wake up a bunch of people.
Yeah,
and they'll be just kind of. I mean, it'll all be televised. and there'll be executive orders written for it, and mm-hmm. all the evidence will be there, and the evidence is just stacking higher and higher and higher for us to roll out the gallows.
Yeah.
And hang them all high.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, not stoned either. And I'm talking just elevation high, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, cannabis is no longer a Schedule I narcotic in the United States. Did you see that?
I did not.
But Zen is taking its place, right?
Like, I guess.
But, you know, it's just
crazy
to see just...
It's treason, though, right? I mean, what they're doing, I mean, not protecting the border... And allowing this, I mean, you can't describe it any other way than an invasion. This is not just people coming into the country looking for a better life. It's just not. I mean, there are people doing that,
but
it's not. The majority of the people coming are not looking for a better life. They are looking there, and mark my words, there is going to be trouble in this country because of the sheer number of military age males that have crossed our border.
Well, right.
Unfettered.
Yeah, when you saw the terrorist that they were recording, it's been all over social media over the past week, right?
Like,
Who do you have that thing queued up?
I don't, but let me see if I can find it. I can't remember his name.
I mean, a group of reporters go and confront this guy that looks eerily familiar to a guy on a terrorist watch list, right? And they start talking to him about what's going on and what he's doing and who he is.
And he basically said, hey, if you don't know who I am, you're going to know soon.
Yeah, you'll know. Because why? Like, what is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, let me see.
Like, is he planning some horrific thing? Because that's what it sounds like.
Your guess is as good as mine. But yes, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Right.
But that those are the types of folks who are just pouring across the border. Here it is. I think I found it. So that's I don't know his name, but he said if you're not smart enough to know who I am, soon you're gonna know who I am.
That's brazen. That's ballsy.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
It's almost like super dumb.
Well,
no. Why would you do that? Why would you say that?
Because
for not, the PR,
they're like, not is doing anything.
The splash.
Because they're not doing anything.
Think he's really got something planned, or is this just part of some psyop? Is he some part of some psyop? I mean, who knows? I don't know.
His name is Movsum Mardon Ologosamadov. I don't even know.
Sounds like a terrorist.
Yeah,
arms trafficking. I don't know. I'm sure there's another guy by the same name.
It's this like, is what? From the United States. Hold on. Azerbaijan Muslim.
Azerbaijan. That's one of the richest countries.
12 years of imprisonment from 11 to 23. Gun trafficking, weapons trafficking.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Let's see.
He's got the right to bear arms.
Let's see, imprisonment, criticizing religious freedom condition, arms trafficking, and illicit use of, I don't know what else. I can't, it's moving too fast. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know. It's super scary. I don't know. I like to joke about things, but it is super scary to think about all the millions of military age men that have just poured over the borders. And a lot of them with Department of Homeland Security luggage and past like UN identification. I don't know. It's weird. It's super weird, and it doesn't smell right. It stinks. Stinks to high heaven.
It does. It absolutely stinks. I am just. That's my biggest fear, is the border. My biggest fear is what's going on at the border. I just don't think people have a clue about what's coming into this country. And you know, I've got friends who live all over the country, and I talk to people and I'm like, what are you seeing in New York?
Yeah.
What are you seeing in Boston? What are you seeing in California?
Right.
And like California, maybe you don't notice it as much because there's just so many people there and the cities are so big. But like, you know, New York City, when you have a million like illegal immigrants that pour into the city. Like,
and, well, they're kicking kids out of schools just to house them, right? You know,
right?
And what they're getting like billions of dollars of federal funding just to just because we bust a bunch of people up there, essentially, right? Like, joke's on you. They turn that, those lemons into lemonade, I guess, you know, billions of dollars.
But kids aren't able to go to school.
They don't care about kids.
I know.
I mean, what are they doing in school anyway? Standing in line, waiting to get 15 minutes of, like, hopefully good, you know, education. Lectures, you know, from them, like some video. Like, going to play a video for them, like Homeward Bound or something. I don't know. Like, what are they going to do? What are they teaching these kids? How to be in litter boxes? I don't know.
Yes, well, they are doing that. Meow.
Meow, meow.
They're teaching them how to meow properly. With the right inflection.
Chairman Meow would be very, very proud. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know.
A couple other things I wanted to bring up. Have you seen George Soros, I think it was at the World Economic Forum where he was doing like a little speech. And did he have a stroke?
I thought he had a stroke.
It looked sure to me like he had a stroke.
Been moving him out for a while, you know.
Well, his son Alex has taken over. Right. And did you see his son Alex's tweet? So he tweeted a picture of a piece of glass with a bullet hole in it, and then right next to it, a picture of a hand holding exactly $47 in cash. And General Michael Flynn retweeted it and said, what exactly is this message trying to send? You know, what message are you trying to send with this? A bullet hole in the 47, number 47, like
our next president,
which is our next president. And like Alex Soros also said that he believes that Trump will win the presidency. And it's like, wait a minute. Like, what kind of message are you sending here? Like, you saying like, hey, if Trump gets the presidency, we're going to kill him.
They should arrest him.
I agree.
I mean, they'd arrest some people for doing this.
They're not going to arrest him.
No, they're not.
They're on his payroll.
Yeah, he's part of the Young Global Leaders. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's great. Just like Vivek, actually.
Vivek. Yeah, you know, I have a theory on that. This back and forth, spy games are real. And this back and forth, black hat, white hat, gray hat thing, this is all real stuff. And it's all going on in public view. We just don't know who's the white hat, who's the black hat, who's the gray hat. Like, we have no idea. We can only speculate, right? You know, Trump's a white hat, but you don't know about everybody else because, like, who knows, right? You know, Trump's trying to do good things for the country, and
seems that way.
Yeah. But, and some of his close people, you think, like, okay, they're probably white hats too, but who knows? Like, who knows if Elon's a white hat? You know, maybe he's a gray hat, right? Like, who knows, right? But there's my theory is, and I don't know if this is like, this is just a speculative theory, right? There is a scenario where I can see Vivek having been groomed as a white hat to join the World Economic Forum Young Global Leaders to become friendly with the people in those circles, get funding for his pharmaceutical companies and kind of, you know, become articulate. And like, if you've seen his valedictorian speech, I mean, this dude's been articulate and could speak for a very long time.
Right.
I mean, he's money on the mic.
He is.
And so maybe they saw something in him and they're like, hey, we would like this guy to be part of our crew. We're going to send you in. This is what you're going to do. You're going to go in. You're going to get buddy buddy with these people. You're going to make them think Red that Rover. You're part of their crew. And, you know, go undercover basically. And then you're going to come out and you're going to, then Trump, here's what you're going to do. Trump has kind of a bad name in the public eye, but we need Trump to win the next election. He won the last election. He had a swipe from them. It woke a lot of people up, but he's got to win this next election. So what we're going to do is we're going to have you run and you're going to promote all the MAGA concepts with a more eloquent, toned down rhetoric that grabs a lot of people's attention. A lot of the people who kind of strayed away from Trump that said, hey, I don't quite think that Trump should be the next president. He's too brash. He's just not the right guy. We need someone who's more presidential, right?
Right.
But you're going to be a president someday, but right now we need you to help us get Trump back in. And then you can go and learn from him. This was kind of like the theory. We talked about this a little while back with DeSantis. Maybe he's grooming DeSantis. DeSantis is part of the Trump camp. DeSantis goes out and maybe that's the case too. Maybe DeSantis is a white hat. He goes out and he starts talking about all the things he doesn't like about Trump to try to garner as many of those votes as possible. And then these guys, all of a sudden, after Iowa, they both drop out. Mm-hmm. Vivek is now on the campaign trail. He's in part of Trump's organization, it seems like, and he's like going to be with us for a quote, very long time. And who knows, like maybe he's a white hat working with the Trump campaign and he got these 7-8% of voters thinking Vivek's the guy. And then all of a sudden it's like, I'm putting all my support. And you guys, you need to vote for Trump, because if you don't vote for Trump, it's going to be bad for the country.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just flips the switch like that.
Well, it's a really savvy move regardless. You know, I think he is. I really want him to be.
And I don't know if that's
super,
you know, that's just speculation on my part.
Oh, sure. I mean, it all is.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
I could just see that being a scenario that could unfold.
Yeah.
Or we'll never know, but.
Right. I mean, you think you know me, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm going to go off and do something weird, you know? I mean, you've seen the Americans on. I mean, I hope not.
I mean, I've seen you do some weird things.
Yeah, none of which we should talk about on there. But yeah, you know, I mean, you've seen the Americans, the show The Americans on FX.
Yes,
is on Netflix.
Great show.
Like, that's a perfect example. And there's just tons of people like that mm-hmm. that are playing spy games. You
that's
know?
Right.
And they don't even have to be spies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just trying to be chameleons.
Yeah.
You know, and fit in. You know, I mean, a lot of kids, 80% of the kids in school, you know, in high school and college,
they just want
to. They're just
in.
Chameleons trying to blend in. You know, yeah. Go along to get along. Keep calm. Carry on.
Yeah,
that's all these sayings. You know, they're all to kind of just lull you to sleep. So
they do. Yeah. So, but that tweet that Alex Soros put out, that kind of like perked it up. I perked up a little bit for that one. I was like, wait a minute.
That's good. Yeah. It's actually good for, you know, it's publicity. You know, it's any of it.
He also was talking at the World Economic Forum, and I felt like he was having a stroke.
Yeah.
He was like, it was, dude, it was, did you see, you didn't see this?
I didn't see Alex do it, but I do know.
I couldn't listen to it for more than 30 seconds. I had to stop because it went on for a good 3 minutes.
The World Economic Forum is catching more heat right now than I've ever heard of before.
Well, because more people know what it is
yeah.
and are paying attention to what it is.
I mean, how much better do you think the World Economic Forum's like public's perception of the World Economic Forum is because Klaus Schwab wore that just like crazy, like leather outfit that one time? Like, how much worse did it make it? That just probably just destroyed its credibility.
Yeah.
And they're probably still
the Dr. Evil
that.
Yeah,
that
outfit.
That one, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
You know, I mean, you put something on like that, I mean, it can make a huge difference. It's like a nip slip from Janet Jackson at Super Bowl. You know, I mean, this is like things you can't get out of your head.
Right. Well, you see all the, you know, like if you look into any footage coming out of the World Economic Forum, you'll see like all this stuff that happens in Davos. You'll see all this, like these weird performance art that goes on stage. Oh, yeah. And like, and you're just like, what is this?
Yeah.
It seems very cultish.
Satanic.
Yeah. It's weird, man. It's super, super weird.
It is super weird. I saw this year the girl who had like half of her face painted, looks like a giant upside down pyramid on her face, and the rest of it's white. Like, she's doing all kinds of satanic stuff to every single leader on stage, basically, like just like throwing demons at them or something. I don't know what.
Oh, yeah. Crazy shit. I'm going to play this Alex Soros clip because I think you just need a taste of what he says. It's that disgusting. Listen.
But institutions are also about people. And, we just heard this point about untrustworthy people. And we talked about things in the United States like, you know, like checks and balances, which aren't written anywhere, but are customs. And one man, Donald Trump, literally came in and just took that all away. But when I see this, you know, when I look at this, more globally regarding democracy, I also say to myself, when was this great time? that everybody got along so well, and you know, things were going so great. I mean, I think, you know, I think that we really have to be careful here in, you know, in this nostalgia for a time past, because a lot of the reactions we're seeing in society are actually reactions to positive things, like, you know, like equality for women, and greater diversity, which come with backlash.
I could not understand the point he was trying to get across at all.
Why not?
I couldn't.
What was it about?
It's painful.
Prevented you from doing that.
Now, he sounds just like his dad talking, only his dad had a stroke.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, his dad did kind of talk like that, and it's like he's got this like grinding thing right. going on in his brain that he's like trying to churn out another dead body out of his brain, out of his ears, or something, pull one out of his nose. I don't know.
Yeah.
He picks his nose, so, and he eats him.
Yeah.
Just Fauci. Like Fauci, did you Fauci, see
it? I did see that. I can't believe it's so gross. That guy, he's so gross. It's I hope gross. He hangs too.
I mean, for them to say, for Alex Soros to say that America was never great, you know, I mean, that's not a very great message that you're going to want to send out to people. I mean, I think it's okay to have pride in your nation. I don't think there's anything wrong with being proud of who you are and where you come from.
Well, he's not from here.
Right. No, he's not. But, you know, I don't think it's a problem if you're from Hungary to be proud of being a Hungarian, you know?
I agree.
Or wherever you're from.
I think being, I think nationalism
is how you come.
I agree. I think nationalism is important. I think you should have national pride. I think you should, you know, want your country to be great. I think you should want your country to be the beacon of light for other countries. And America was that for a very long time. And now we are the laughing stock of the world. And a lot of people are unhappy with that and want to see it look a little bit more like it used to. You know?
Yeah. I mean, people study different attributes of different cultures and countries around the world. And there's places called blue zones, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these people live, there's more people that live past 100 in these blue zones than any other place in the world. So people go and study their culture and what they're doing in order to live so much longer than everybody else. So, I mean, to not be proud of that, you know, living longer and having a better life, I don't know. You should be proud of that, you know, and we should be proud of what we've accomplished, you know, and people should come and study all the great things that we've done here as Americans, and people should study the Costa Ricans for all the great things they've done, and would take a little bit from everywhere. And you beat me. You made more three-pointers than me in that basketball game. Well, you know, maybe I need to be a better three-point shooter. You know, maybe I need to get a guy that can hit those shots or go down low or wherever it is. We just have to get incrementally better. And competition is the thing that makes everybody better.
Yeah, I agree. And legal immigration is what made America great to begin with.
That's right.
Are you listening? Damn.
All right, dudes and dudettes, that's a wrap for this episode of Dudes Talking Freedom. Please give us a share and help us spread that freedom talk. For DTF, this is Jeremy.
And this is Luke.
And we'll see you next time.